Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, November the 30th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the synopsis. So, the world's leading sponsor of terrorism is, of course, Saudi Arabia, and along with the destruction of civilian lives in Yemen, and the untold tens of thousands, I'm going to give you some inkling of what the United States should be doing and why they're doing what they do in terms of supporting Saudi Arabia. And, of course, the mass media's job is to manufacture support for warmongering, so their own behaviour is not surprising. Then I'm going to talk about things getting even worse for the US housing industry. I talked a lot about this in 2007 and 2008, just before the crash. I begged people to sell their houses. They didn't. In the majority of cases, there were a few that did. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is your chance. Get out of all housing. This is the third time I'm saying this, and it's becoming like a habit, but this will be the last time, the last opportunity that you will have, because it will be many decades, in my opinion, before we come back to these levels. So I'm going to be talking a lot about that in the show today. Oil, copper, lumber, they're all telling us exactly the same thing, and it isn't good news for the global economy. So we'll have a word about commodities, the leading commodities, which tend to predict with remarkable accuracy where the economy is going at any given stage in the cycle. You know, the social wealth of a society is better measured by the quality of its common lived environment than by GDP. And when you add in poverty, you realize that this is a policy, it's not an accident. So I'm going to be talking about that as well. The total debt shouldered by Americans has hit yet another record high. Now, I don't have much to say about that, but it definitely begs for a comment. So I shall give vent to my feelings on that statistic. Then a little bit more about the stock market. And then the ugly truth about Facebook and Google, which are profit-maximizing quasi-monopolies, which will do anything to protect their monopolies. The United States has spent nearly $6 trillion on wars that directly contributed to the deaths of around 500,000 people, and that's since the 9/11 attacks. A very grim statistic, and one which requires your introspection and reflection, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be talking about that. Then I shall give you some empirical information from someone who works at a pension fund, and the conclusions are not very salutary. Fake news is a serious problem in American political life, and I'm talking about the fake news that was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign at the Democratic National Committee. I was going to talk about that the other day, but we ran out of time. And I also was going to talk about begging you to get your money out of banks. So that was something else that I should have discussed and didn't have time for. So we'll have a go at that today, all things being equal. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you individually 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. Anyway, you may feel free to select any 3 shows out of the Podbean archives, but I highly recommend that you take the latest shows because you'll get a much more intimate understanding of what is going on in terms of my own comments. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. I will give you my information to actually request these shows, along with the addresses of my Facebook and Twitter pages. Facebook is something that I use to give you some very quick comments about things which don't really fit into the show, and Twitter is the famous one-liners, the pithy comments that I think are suitable for Twitter. So do please consult both of them. The email address which you will need to request the 3 shows is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Let me repeat that once more. rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's all one word, no punctuation, and all lowercase, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, will you have a wonderful weekend? I will be back with another synopsis on Monday. So until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.